proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. The Book of Psalms is well-beloved by both Jews and Christians. Much of it was written by David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Psalms are easily relatable, giving hope, encouragement, and purpose to its readers. However, there is often a prophetic element that is sometimes overlooked. More recently, scholars have debated whether or not the New Testament writers misapplied certain passages while at the same time claiming its inerrancy. One such passage is Psalm 22. Here we read of the one who suffered immensely, crying for help and deliverance. Though David indeed suffered, this psalm challenges us to look further to the one who was forsaken, abused, and died to pay the ultimate price for our deliverance. As the chapter opens, we are quickly presented with the words spoken by Jesus while on the cross. The psalmist writes, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But what exactly does this mean? How was Jesus forsaken? We know that God the Father approved his work. He was innocent, and we know that Jesus did nothing to forfeit God's favor. Of course, God still loved him. Jesus never surrendered any of his deity. He was God very God and man very man. But when Jesus died on the cross, he came to fulfill the purpose of his coming to earth. This was the moment when the Father turned his face away from Jesus and became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. As the song says, how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. Another question to ask is, why on the cross did Jesus say he was forsaken? I believe Jesus used this moment to point people to himself as the fulfillment of Scripture. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Psalm 22 would have been very familiar to those surrounding the cross. For centuries, the Jewish people have read and reread this passage. Even within Jewish circles, there has been some debate as to the meaning of the psalm. Again, some would say that this is referring to David's personal grief and suffering. Others would say that this suffering was experienced by Israel throughout her history. Every year, Psalm 22 is read by the Jewish people during the holiday of Purim, also known as the Feast of Esther. The reason for this is due to a Jewish midrash that links Psalm 22 with the story of Esther. According to the midrash, Queen Esther became overwhelmed with the burden of going before King Ahasuerus to plead for the lives of the Jewish people. Entering a room with idols, she cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" In other words, the Jewish sages regarded Psalm 22 as somewhat prophetic psalm that pointed to Esther. Well, while Esther was truly heroic in her actions to save her people, I believe this explanation falls short of the real message of Psalm 22. This psalm speaks of unbearable mocking and agony. It speaks of a horrific execution surrounded by enemies. Psalm 22 cannot refer to King David as he died an old man, nor can it refer to Esther who achieved her goal of saving the Jewish people from wicked Haman. One thing that is important about David's writings is his prophetic calling. Regarding this, he wrote 2 Samuel 23 verse 2, which reads, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." Clearly, David was moved by the Holy Spirit, as other Bible writers were when they performed their task. This is in line with Bible prophecy. In other words, David wrote this psalm with the future in mind. Even the Jewish sages recognized and admitted that Psalm 22 was a prophetic messianic psalm. In fact, the famous Jewish sage Rashi referred to this psalm as to the time of redemption, to the days of the Messiah. In short, we see Psalm 22 as a prophecy of Jesus the Messiah. Even a casual reading of this chapter points us to him. Jesus was forsaken, mocked, abused, and suffered a horrendous death. Yet, he was resurrected and exalted above all. This is cause for praise that should spread to the world. Now, on our next program, I invite you to join us as we will discuss more in depth the message of Psalm chapter 22. Truly, Jesus paid it all. He paid the price of our deliverance. Now, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.